Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. By the way, Fox News has been reporting. I said Fox News there. Fox News has been reporting that there's a nationwide alert, a killer escape from a Michigan prison. That's all. We'll try to get a little more on that later on. But that's out there. Before we take more calls on this, talking about the Marinette Middle School that had the horrible judgment. Horrible judgment to play this game where students are asked questions in front of others, and every time they answer yes, they step forward to call cross the line or crossing the line. Deeply personal questions. Have you ever contemplated suicide? Do your parents use alcohol or drugs? And on and on. And there are other examples I don't have right in front of me. We received an email from a listener who claims that her daughter goes to that school. Here is a parent that has drunk the education establishment Kool-Aid and is a big, big part of a big, big problem. Allow me to read it to you. I don't think unleashing anger at my daughter's school will help anything. I don't appreciate you stoking the fire. That's because you're an idiot who doesn't care about your daughter, and you have just simply given her over to education establishment to do with what they will. Okay, you do care about your daughter. I take that back. But you're incredibly naive. Next. The educators did admit that they did wrong by not notifying their parents prior to the activity. Please stop lying about that. No, what I'm saying when they don't admit they did anything wrong is in doing the exercise in the first place. It never should have been considered with or without consent. And they still seem to think this exercise was a good idea. That's where they're not admitting they've done anything wrong. Could you please offer some suggestions to make the environment at the school a more respectful one, other than bashing hardworking educators? She's got to be a teacher. If she's not a teacher, she's one of the dumbest parents who has ever written this show. This is the problem we have. Parents like this who will defend the education establishment no matter how stupid they act. You thought I was mad before, Gertie? I would have let my daughter participate even with the permission slip, by the way. Okay. Really, Jason? Was I too hard when I said she doesn't care about her daughter? Yeah, she's just a bad parent. She cares about her daughter. She's just a bad parent if she doesn't see anything wrong here. To Barbara first. Barbara in Green Bay. Barbara, go ahead.
Well, first of all, she's got blinders on.
Yes, big ones.
Big ones, and I feel sorry for her daughter.
Yeah.
And secondly, you know, why didn't they present this to the parents first and show them what they were going to do? Because they were afraid. They knew they would have been vetoed.
That's right. But I think Gary made a really good point. Students aren't given the authority to opt themselves out of anything else.
That's why they're called students.
Yes. That's always at the parental decision.
Right.
The more I think about Gertie's email, my God, how blind is that woman? Seriously. Barbara, thanks a lot for the good call. To Pete in Plainfield. Pete, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Interesting topic here this morning. I personally feel that you're saying some sort of disciplinary action or something. I think these people are for legal action. They basically conducted an impromptu interrogation of these kids without any parent being present or without any parent's authorization.
And Pete, that a little strong, but maybe. But you're on the right track there. And here's the part I don't get, Pete. Why is the education establishment all of a sudden so intrusive? Why are and I have given other example of these things, these questionnaires that kids have been given. Why are they suddenly so damn nosy about what goes on in a kid's home?
Well, actually, I think this has been coming for quite a while. People just haven't been paying attention to it.
Well, you're right. Okay, that's another really good point. Thanks a lot for the call. If anyone else wants to weigh in on this, got to get in right now, or I'm going to move on to other things. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I am shocked. I actually am shocked that we have someone who purports to be a parent at that school who is defending it. And you wonder why we have the problems. To that parent, why do they want to know so much about you? Doesn't that bother you? Doesn't bother you why your school uses your child to find out all of these intrusive things about your life? Gertie, would you be okay if they asked if your mother ever had an abortion? Or is there any line for you, Gertie? Or would that be okay, too? Well, why would they ask something like that? Hmm? Why would they ask any of these questions? Gary in Wausau. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick comment, Jerry. I just wish that these educational establishments would apply the same benchmarks in the classroom as they do to allow Christmas carols, in their curricular. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, Gary, thanks. To Barb in Appleton. Barb, go ahead.
You asked the question about why this interest,
yes,
sudden interest in our children, and doesn't this go along with the principles of Common Core, because the data about our students is being data mined by the federal government, and is how they're going to channel our children into careers that the schools think are good for them and the needs that they have. And also it goes along with what's happening with our medical system, too, about all our private information is being funneled into the federal government.
Here's a question, Barb, that actually, thanks for the call, good point. Here's a question that if they would take questions from the media, here's a question someone in the media should ask them. You can't because they're not taking questions. Is, you say this is for anti-bullying purposes. Was any of this information documented? Were any of the answers provided by students documented, written down, and attached to that student? Would any information a student provided of a very personal nature concerning their home life be used for investigative purposes, namely to launch an investigation? To Rick in Green Bay. Rick, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
First thing I want to say is they won because they got information they wanted, even though they're going to ignore everybody now, and that's what hopefully go away. Plus, why don't everybody yell, let's get this information off the children's records, like you just kind of said, how much has been documented. Let's get rid of it. How far has it gone? Where is it?
Well, okay, now, we don't know if that one was asked. No one mentioned that one was asked. But, Rick, here's the thing. The school district is saying the kids are lying about the questions that were asked. Now, that's what parents are saying. That's a strong statement. Thanks for the call. They should then hear, you know what? I know what someone should do, and I'm going to do it. I know what someone should do, and I'm going to be the one to do it, so I'm not going to say what I'm going to do. James in Appleton. James, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think the whole thing is insane. I think if these people look at it from a distance, it might sound like a good idea that you're getting all this information out there so the kid can't pick on each other, or that's what their thought process was. But when you get down to it, all the things that they were asking can be used by bullies or by people. I mean, for every person that's probably nice in the classroom, you're going to have five that are going to use that information to pick on a person worse, especially if you ask a kid if they've committed suicide before, or tried to, rather. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for the life of me, I can't imagine how they thought that this would in any way, James, thanks for the call, in any way mitigate bullying. It is preposterous to me on the face. All right, we're moving on to other things. In 3 minutes, we have an interesting development with Mary Burke. And this is interesting. We're going to explore it in 3 minutes. It's 9:44.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.